Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's 14 minutes past 9 o'clock. Time for Market Watch on the Morning Run. Ibrahim Saini now speaks to Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Owanda.
Good morning, Stephen. Let's focus on the Malaysian ringgit this morning. We saw the ringgit strengthening following the rate cut by Bayanegara last week. What can we make from this strengthening?
Yeah, I think the overriding factor in the Malaysian market right now is the bond bull run. Right now, after the rate cut, we saw the bond prices extend gains after the surprise interest rate cut. And I think on that metric, that's the reason behind the strengthening Malaysian ringgit, is that the demand for global yield.
Now, do you think that foreign funds will now come in because the bond yields are now improving? But at the same time, do you think that this will pose a problem because it's now more expensive to invest here domestically?
Well, I think it's still going to be, because right now if we look at the Asian market emerging currencies as an overall, it's still anticipated that global central bankers are going to try to reinflate economies. So I think any yield whatsoever is going to be looking attractive, and even the riskier assets will start to get some demand. And that's why we're still seeing that impetus towards the Malaysian ringgit. I still think it's not overly risk, but I think it's a risk enough basket that can carry yield and attract foreign investors.
With interest rates now being cut everywhere, in Indonesia we saw cuts being rate 4 times, Malaysia now has cut their rates. Do you think that this will have an impact on the regional currencies, including the Singapore dollar, the Indonesian rupiah, perhaps even the Thai baht?
Yeah, I still think even despite the interest rate cuts regionally, I still think there's a decent enough carry in those currencies, especially the two prominent ones that are attracting large investors right now, is the Indonesian rupiah and the Malaysian ringgit. I think both are going to continue strengthening just on the yield carry. I also think that the Indonesian rupiah is probably and arguably the best position within the region to capture a lot of this bond tailwinds, because they're still attracting that higher yield. However, Singapore, on the other hand, although it's attracted some safe haven play during the Brexit, simply because it's one of the few AAA rated countries left in the world, I don't see that as a sustainable strength, and I would expect that to weaken given the global economic headwinds its manufacturing sector will ultimately face as the Brexit fallout manifests itself.
In China, we saw GDP, second quarter GDP, narrowly beat estimates. They grew at 6.7% expansion in the second quarter of the 3 months through June. Do you think the stimulus measures there actually helped in registering such numbers?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Ibrahim. I think that's the biggest factor, and probably one of the most concerning factors also, is because if you looked at what accompanied that uptick in GDP was the surprise from the surging bank loans, which is a bit of a concern, because it appears that the mainland has little intention about addressing this leverage issue, and this threatens to balloon out of control, especially if the economic cycle continues to slow. So really, it still appears that mainland is totally unfazed by this frenzied pace of new loans. And, obviously, if the economic activity sours, especially with the post-Brexit fallout, we could anticipate further credit and asset bubbles in mainland, and possibly a burst of those bubbles, which could lead to a significant downside.
How do you think this will fall in terms of the currency? Do you think the Chinese yuan will now continue to strengthen following this GDP numbers?
Well, no, I still think they're taking the opportunistic view. I think the PBOC is wanting a gradual weakening of the yuan, and I think at every stage we're seeing that come into play. First of all, it was the Brexit headwinds, where they were following the basket of currencies and allowing it to weaken off, especially with the U.S. dollar being the safe haven appeal. Not talking about the Great Divide here, but we've started to see the U.S. economic data actually start to pick up a little bit, and there's some propensity in the futures market to price in a greater probability at a Fed hike this year. So we're starting to see also that dynamic play through. And also, if you're looking at the risk-off appeal that we've had through the latest incident in Turkey, they're also utilizing that. So I think we're going to see the PBOC continuing to allow the yuan to gradually depreciate, despite the possibility of outflows. I think if they do it in a managed way, I think they're going to come out on top.
So China is one of the biggest trading partners in countries in ASEAN. In Malaysia, more than half of our trade is with China. Do you think that investors are going to take this opportunity and invigorate trade between ASEAN countries with China?
Yeah, I think you're going to see, well, we're also seeing a lot of dip packs that are geographical free trade packs, and I think those are going to continue to accelerate within their own band. But I think also just from the competitive advantage of the weaker currency in China, I think that should increase exports, at least from China, and it's yet to be seen whether that'll carry forward to the other regional currencies.
Okay, you have a great week ahead. That was Stephen Innes, Senior Asia-Pacific Forex Trader at Oenda. And now Melissa Idris speaks to Kim Iskian, Managing Director of True Wealth Publishing. He's calling in from Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and